Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. If you do enjoy what you're going to hear, please hit the heart button. I know lots of you will watch this, but if every one of you could hit the heart button, that would be really good as an experiment. So can you please consider that? Okay, let's go. I want to talk about medical apartheid that's being rapidly introduced around the world, where the vaccinated are being given a different status to the pure bloods. And let me play this short clip with a particular monster, and that is Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister. Let me just play this if I can, and then we'll talk about it. Hang on, here we go.
So you basically said this is gonna be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated.
That is what it is. So, yep.
Okay, you got that, Jacinda. It is what it is. So two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated, you get all the rights. If you're unvaccinated, you don't. You lose rights. And this is a view that is becoming more and more apparent across the world as the COVID tyranny deepens in these final months of 2021. And she sat there grinning with a smug grin on her face saying, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, if you're vaccinated, then that's fine. But if you're not, then if you're not, if you're dirty, unvaccinated, then I'm sorry, but you're not going to get the same level of rights. So our rights now seem to come from the wishes of a particular government. Well, I don't believe it. My rights don't come from any government. My rights come from my God. My rights are given to me on the fundamental basis of humanity, not on what any particular politician at any particular point in time says. So I viciously reject everything that Jacinda Ardern just said. But it's the smug way she says it. She said, yeah, we're going to discriminate. Yeah, why? What's the problem? What's the problem with apartheid? As long as the people we're discriminating against haven't been jabbed, then that's absolutely fair. And this monster, Ardern, who, by the way, is a pupil of Tony Blair, some people seem to have just woken up to the fact that she spent some time working for Blair back about 10 or 12 years ago, I think it was, over here in the UK. So we know what we're dealing with Jacinda. So she's very happy to use medical apartheid to separate the people into two groups. So it doesn't matter if you're a good New Zealander paying your taxes, obeying the law, doing the things that all good citizens do. Doesn't matter. If you've been jabbed, you will not enjoy the same freedoms as those who have been jabbed. And yet we know from the evidence that the people who have been jabbed, be it once, twice, or more, or is likely to spread or to catch the infection of COVID-19 as those who have not been jabbed. So the question we have to ask is, why does she want to therefore discriminate against one group in favor of the other group, since both groups are as likely to catch it and spread it as the other? Why might that be? Well, that's the 24-carat question. That's the particular rabbit hole that a lot of people don't want to go down, because what we typically get from normies is they say, yeah, well, it is a bit strange. It's odd that, but I mean, she must have her good reasons for doing it. Well, she does have her good reasons for doing it. She's following orders. That's why she's doing it. She, and you can see this happening in other states. We see it in Australia as well. We see in New South Wales, for example, a clear desire to want to discriminate against the unvaccinated. And I think we're going to see this spread all around the world. I think we'll see it in the States. I think we'll see it ultimately here in the UK. We'll certainly see it in Europe, where they will say, well, we've now recast society into two groups. We've got the people who have complied with all that we have said, the people who have obeyed us, and they are the people who will still be allowed to enjoy some rights. We'll allow them to do some things as long as they fully obey our orders. And then we have the people who haven't obeyed our orders. We have the people who have not taken the jabs. We have the people who have not complied, who have not obeyed, who have not worshipped and bowed down. And they're going to have to be punished. You see, and this is where the regime is going, folks. This is 1930s all over again. This is 1930s Germany, and this is the different phases as they move more and more and more to say, on the one hand, you, those who have complied and who go with the regime, you get to keep some of your freedoms, but you still got to wander around with stupid masks on and with your body absolutely brimming with mRNA. You got to do that. But in exchange for you doing that and complying with our wishes, you get to keep your freedoms. But you people who choose to exercise bodily autonomy, well, you people are going to have to be punished. We're going to have to we're taking away your rights. We're just doing it, right? That's it. And honestly, folks, in these scenarios, you can see how the potential for revolution is being created. Because ultimately, if they're going to put so many of the unvaccinated, the so-called unclean, against the wall, then those people will have little choice but to either fight back or to remove themselves entirely from mainstream society. I think that's going to be the ultimate choice. You either actively fight back or you actively remove yourself from society. You just make provisions and you live apart. But that, of course, assumes that they will allow you to live apart. And I'm not sure about that. I think that if they can blithely state publicly without any shame that they wish to have medical apartheid, then what else are they capable of doing? You know, ultimately, the notions of gulags and concentration camps doesn't seem so far removed when you listen to Jacinta Ardern laughing and giggling. And she says, yeah, we're going to have medical apartheid. What about it? What's the problem? Well, if she can say that, what else do you think she might be able to say? Thank you so much for listening.